All right. Hello, everyone. This is Brandon Sugar, also known as Sugar All Day. I'm an Army veteran turned Twitch variety streamer, and you are tuning in to Annie Talks.
Hello, everybody. We did it. We're on board. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited. All of you guys are here. I'm looking in chat. I'm super excited. And welcome to all the new streamers, or not streamers, but viewers and followers. If you're new to the stream, let me just quickly introduce myself before we get right into the introductions of my lovely guest here. But my name is Annie Rivera. I just realized I have this big spotlight right here, but my name is Annie Rivera, and I am a video YouTube content creator. The name of my channel is Annie Talks. I have a podcast. I am also a radio personality for the V93FM.com Sandwich Islands Radio Network. And you'd think that as much as I do this, I wouldn't be nervous, but holy cow. I think it's just, every time I just love all my guests, and I just want to make sure that we, everything is done perfectionistly, if that's a word. But thank you guys so much for being here. As you heard, you've met Sugar Roth, as Sugar Roth 8, as we all know him. But let me first tell you a little bit more about him, because I've learned so much about him in the last week. I do have to say this, though. Why Sugar Roth is so near and dear to me is because, first of all, he was the one that told me and urged me and encouraged me to audition for Dare to Duet. I just remember being in his stream one day. I just said, "Are you going to audition?" Kind of matter-of-factly, and he said, "Yeah, and I really highly encourage you to do so." And I thought, maybe not. So it was his urging that I did audition, and I'm so glad I did, because not only did I have that opportunity to audition to be a part of the show, but Sugar Roth was my teammate, and it was so nice to have him on the same team. It was just, man, he is just a man of honor, and I just absolutely love him. So I am excited to bring this opportunity for all of you to get to know him. So let me just kind of briefly go over this. Brandon Sugar, as you guys know him, Sugar Roth 8, is a chill 33-year-old Jacksonville, or from Jacksonville, Florida. He is a 6-year Army war veteran with deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. He has a bachelor's of fine arts degree from Jacksonville University and his own graphic design business. He's a variety streamer, as you have seen him here. He on music, League of Legends, Arts and Retro, Twitch Sings. And he says he's here to spread love and positivity vibes, and positive vibes rather, in this world. So everybody, right now, let's see some hype. Let's see some chatter. Let's see some emotes. Flash those lovely emotes for my awesome guest, Sugar Wrath, Brandon Sugar.
Oh, well, thank you very much for that lovely introduction.
Oh my goodness. I mean, how can I not have you on this show, first of all? But I do also have to say thank you and thank you and thank you for your service in the army
Oh.
and in the military. It's, and I think what I was telling you before is that, well, we'll get that into that in just a little bit, but
Okay.
so why don't you fill all of us in on some of the gaps, maybe some things that I didn't say that you maybe would like to be able to just kind of bring out there and let everybody know who Brandon Sugar is, and who and what is your mission in life, so to speak.
Sure, absolutely. So first, I want to say that with the Dare to Duet competition, just to let you all know, I told Miss our lovely host Annie here that I would have been personally offended if she did not enter into the competition, and I'm glad that she did. Like she
Well,
said, it
thank
was a
you.
blast. Oh,
It
you're most
was.
welcome. It was a blast being on the team with you and just seeing how yourself and Tenepi came together to, make your duets happen. It was super cool. It was awesome.
Oh, yes. And we'll get into that in a little bit, but there's a whole dynamics that I wanted to actually touch on that as
Okay.
well. So yeah, for
Sounds
sure.
good.
But tell us about who Brandon is. I mean, your
Sure.
upbringing from Jacksonville, Florida, and
Yeah.
just give
So,
us a snapshot.
like I said, I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. Grew up here most of my life. I lived in North Carolina a little bit in my super, like I'm 2, 3 years old, very briefly, kind of back to Jacksonville. Then I moved a little bit into Florida. So I was down in South Florida. I was in Pompano Beach for a year, Miami for a year. And then eventually I ended up moving to Ohio. From there, I went through all, did all my high school years in Ohio, joined the military, of course. From there, I, so like I said, served 6 years. I deployed to Afghanistan, deployed to Iraq. And just really, I guess overall, my spiritual beliefs have helped shape and forge who I am today. And as far as my mission is quite simple. I just want to love on people and I want to believe in people and just, encourage them, empower them to be the best versions of themselves that they can possibly be.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Now, you sh can you share with I'm going to touch a little bit more about your army career. I know that
Sure.
you sh if you could share a little bit more about your career and your tours, how did it affect your life? What was your MOS? My daughter, who was on the 88 Mike 82nd Airborne Division.
Okay,
She was
yes.
stationed in Fort Bragg. She wanted me to make sure that I get that in there. But
Good. Okay.
she so it's obviously military is near and dear to our hearts. So I'd love to just kind of hear about your career and I think everybody else here would agree that we'd all like to know a little bit more about your career.
Sure, I would be more than happy to expound on that a little bit. Also, my military career, I was stationed, and so I went to basic training. Let me start there. I went to basic training at Fort Benning, Georgia, which is the home of the infantry, all male basic. Coined the toughest infant, toughest basic in the army, all that good stuff. But went through that. That was an interesting time. It was an interesting time hanging out in a bay of old 60 something other guys and, having to share a joint shower and all of that
No.
stuff. That was an interesting
Acquired
experience
taste, huh?
there. Yes, exactly. From there, so I graduated, I went to Fort Gordon, which is communication. So I was a 25 uniform. So for initially it was a 31 uniform, which is signal. So the tactical equipment, radios, all of that good stuff, is the kind of, those are the kind of things that I worked on between tactical equipment as well as computers. A lot more on the tactical side than the computer side. But that was my MOS. I was stationed at the 101st Airborne Division in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, where I went to Air Assault School. I really enjoyed that. That was pretty awesome. And then, of course, when I first arrived at Fort Campbell, my unit was already deployed. I was stationed with the, excuse me, I was yeah, I was stationed at Campbell, and I was assigned to the 551st Military Police Company. And I went to Afghanistan about a month and a half, 2 months after I got to the company. So it was just kind of making sure we were good on our PT tests and our weapons tests, so on and so forth. And then we deployed to Afghanistan. Afghanistan, I had the worst day of my life. That's where,
Oh, no.
because I'm 70% disabled from the military.
Oh, okay.
And part of that is what is called adjustment disorder. It's, what's the best way I can describe it? I guess you can think of it like PTSD light, so to speak. It's like you have a lot of the symptoms, but they don't cause as drastic of a change, as PTSD would. But it still is troubling from a day in and day out perspective. So I went
Sure.
through counseling for all of that.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it
Now,
was.
I understand. My daughter, just to touch briefly on it. Now, imagine being at work one day and I get a real quick phone call. I didn't even know if it was a phone call or if it was a text, but it was a message to me saying, "We just got breached. Our FOB just got breached, and there was insurgents, and I don't know, I don't know." And then she just hung up, and I thought, "Ooh, yeah." And I cried. You know, I'm so emotional as it is, so it was very emotional. And I hadn't heard from her for like another 24 hours before, and then I finally got the call from her saying, you know, what happened. There were seven insurgents that attacked aerial assault from or at Afghanistan, and she immediately had to kind of go into combat, basically. Yeah. And it was really, really scary to hear that. So I want to say that I am in totally 100% indebted to you and your service and all those in the military for putting yourselves on the front line. You know, even if it's no, nothing is diminished. Your service, no matter how great or how small, is important. And I'm so thankful for you doing that. And all of our freedoms is because of all of you. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Honestly, really glad that really glad to have that opportunity to serve. And for me personally, I'll say this because I had not quite, well, I guess it's just all in the eye of the beholder. Not quite as bad of a day as Afghanistan, and I guess just maybe after you go through it and kind of have those experiences, it's not that you're desensitized per se, but you adjust to the situation a little bit better at least, because it's not the first time that you went through it. So in Iraq and Afghanistan, you dealt with mortar strikes, you dealt with those types of things. You just have to, do what you can in those situations. But it really means a lot to me personally. Like when I see folks like yourself and a lot of folks on Twitch actually doing something with their lives, because don't get me wrong, did I serve for the freedoms? Absolutely. But me personally, I do take a stance that I didn't really serve for you to be a bonehead with your freedoms. You
Okay.
know what I mean? Like I want,
Touche. Yeah.
when I see people out here doing, using their liberties, so to speak, and their freedoms that in a way that is unsavory to others, it's like, I didn't serve so you can do that. Just because it's
Sure.
allowable, right? Doesn't mean that's what you should be doing. So seeing folks like
Absolutely.
you doing things like this and continuing to empower and help uplift others with their story, those are the freedoms that I am very much glad to have served for.
I'm so grateful for things for you and for allowing us to have that freedom to do that. So thank you so much. You don't want me to get emotional, and everybody knows I will get super emotional. So, oh my goodness.
It's okay. We
But
can cry together and console one another.
for sure. Now, so we can segue away from the military if you'd
Sure.
like. And I want to talk, you guys, did you guys know that Brandon is a twice time, two time, two time, two time, two time author? Did you know that? Didn't you know that? I didn't. I just found out today. I'm like, we just
Surprise,
almost buried
surprise.
the lead there. Yeah, seriously. He goes, "Oh, did you know that I also wrote two books?" Pfft. He's so humble that he, oh, just matter of factly just told me about his two books today. Okay, hello. Okay. So I do want to, I'm going to bring up this window real quick so you guys can see it. There's a
Go
couple
for
windows that I want you guys to see. So let's talk about, whoops, I'm sorry. Whoops, so
Sure.
sorry, you guys. You're going to see all my lovely stuff in its glory. Hold on. Here we go. So talk about this book. This is Direction Through Connection.
Yes. So Direction Through Connection is a book of a collection of poems that I wrote. And I did this while I was still in therapy and shortly thereafter. A friend of mine writes poetry quite avidly. And
Okay.
initially, he came to me and he said, "Hey, you know what? Let's do a book of poems together." I said, "Okay, that's, it wasn't really, like I said, I really never sat down and wrote poetry per se before." But I was like, "You know what? Sure, I'll give it a try." And as I was doing it, it became very therapeutic and a way to express myself through that, through that media. And it was really, really unique. So what I did was I thought about not only things that I dealt with slash were dealing with, but thing areas that I wanted to explore and the people that meant a lot to me, because there are some poems that are personal that I've invested and sort of shared my life
I'm sorry.
essentially
I'm trying to pull
through
up this.
poetry.
I'm
Oh no,
still
you're
trying to
good.
pull up this. Did it come through, you guys? I couldn't see that.
It was, yeah, it was there. I saw it.
Okay. That's
It
just
was
my
there.
user error over here, you guys.
You all right?
I'm so sorry. Go
No,
ahead.
you're fine. You're completely fine. And so, like I said, it's really that's what that book is about. It's just sharing myself through poetry. So you're really getting an insight to some people slash situations that mean a lot to me. And the reason why we didn't release it joint is because he ended up moving. And then he said, "You know what? I'm going to," he was like, "I'm just going to publish this book because I've been on fire about this." I was like, "Yeah, do it. No worries whatsoever." And so I was sitting there with this batch of poems that I'd wrote, and I was like, "Well, I've done the work. Let's do something with it." And so I just put it out there.
Awesome. And
Just
then
put it
you
out
have
there.
another book. Let's talk
Yes.
about this. Give me just a minute to switch over to that.
You're completely fine. Do your
Okay.
thing.
All right. So this book, why don't you tell us about this book? This is the Jacksonville University. Oh,
Oh,
wait, is this the right one?
that's a success profile.
Oh, okay. Hold on, guys. Well,
No,
why don't
you're
you talk
good.
about it while I fumble around here?
Sure.
Okay.
So, what was so as you'll see here in a second, it's sincerity and earnest truth. The entire thing is about exactly that in terms of just
Oh, there
one
it is.
thing that I always take a look at is your motivation for doing something. And if you do something without being sincere, you're done before you ever started. Because everything that you do thereafter is going to be questionable. And that's really why I believe that you want to be sincere, you want to be caring, you want to be truthful and earnest when you are dealing with not only people, dealing with yourself, dealing with others, dealing with your animals, but it all has to come from a genuine motivation for the best possible outcome. And so that was the premise behind writing that book. And it's also sharing a lot of myself, a lot of my life experiences, and I really had a good time. And so, and I would say this to sort of wrap, lump the two together, is that, so one thing, so a lot of people have trouble with my name. So, some people say Shug, some people say Sugar, one person said, I couldn't understand it. He was like, I think it was she actually. One streamer was like, "Is that Sugar with the hate?" I was like, "No, like I don't even know why you're, Sugar Wrath." That's the one I get most commonly. Now that one I understand because the R and the all that is so close and it's all the same. But it's Sugar Wrath 8, and what that is, well, my last name is Sugar, of course, as we've talked about. And then the raw part, or the Roth, is actually a great friend of mine, a buddy that I served in the military with. He spoke to me about this concept of being raw. And there's just a few requirements, and one of them was like being a strong warrior for the Lord, like that was paramount. And from there, it's really just holding on and staying true in that. So for me, Sugar Roth, so my name, and what, so when something is raw, It's in its most purest, strongest, and potent form. Now, the 8, it is my favorite number, but it's not just there as an 8. It's there as an affinity symbol.
Oh.
So I'm literally telling myself to always be pure and strong in the Lord. That's
amazing.
That's why I chose that as my tag, handle, whatever you would like to call it.
I love it. That was one of the questions I forgot to ask, is I always like to know if anybody that comes to my streams always know, I'm always asking, what does your name mean? Because I know that, you know, it maybe for some, for me, mm-hmm. a lot goes into the name, right? So you want to make sure your name is representative of you. And I knew it had to be something dynamic with you, because I already knew, just already the person that you were and the personality and all that. So I'm so glad you shared that with us. I'm appreciative of that.
Well, absolutely. I'm glad to do so.
Yeah. There's a picture that I want everybody to see. Let me just go get it in a minute.
And I see, and very much welcome you all. Mm-hmm. I see folks saying thank you for service. I certainly appreciate you. It's my pleasure to do so. Just glad to have you all here.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. I from what I can see, I see Spider Monkey, Phileas Cheesesteak, Evie, of course, Ivan Noodles. Oh my goodness, so many. I've got Guam Nom Nom. You guys are awesome. Run Amok, you guys. Thank you so much for being here. And Gene, I think, is here too. Ace. So I am so appreciative of everybody being here and being a part of this and getting to know and learn more about Sugaroth Brandon Sugar. So there is this picture that we found that you sent to me as well. And it's a picture of a shark. And there's some significance of this. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So it's not a crazy story, mm-hmm. Really. It's so my wife, Mama Shug, as I call her, as the champions will know her. She is all about taking an adventure, taking a road trip, all of the above. She loves it. It is her thing. And right. So she had this idea. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about the wrong picture. I see the one you have now. This is the actual shark.
Oh, what? Wait, this so there's an actual shark and there's a fake shark?
No, there's a shark tooth. I didn't remember. I don't know.
I'll go get that. There, I did see that on your Instagram. So okay. Go, keep talking, and I'll go grab that picture.
All right, sounds good. And then we can come to go to the shark right after.
Yeah.
Okay. so on that, with that note, so my wife wanted to. She saw this thing about this famous beach beach that is well known for finding shark's tooth. Okay. And so she went, researched the best times to go, all of this good stuff. So we went to low tide. The first time we went out there, it's called Mickler's Beach, M-I-C-K-L-E-R. And the first time we went, I was uber tired. I was like, I really didn't even want to go. I was ready to just pass out and all that. But I said, you know what? No, I need to go ahead and go. Need to spend some time with my wife. So it was myself, my wife, my mother-in-law, my wife, and myself, There you go. We went to the beach. I simply laid in the water, just relaxed. They looked for shark tooth for the better part of an hour and a half, I think. Didn't quite pan out. Mm-hmm. So got back home, and there was another night, and it was kind of the same deal. Like, I wasn't the most motivated to go just because I was tired, but I said, you know what? I'm going to go. We get out there, and in less than 5 minutes, I was like, hey, I think I found one for real. And my wife, so I got to say this real quick. My lovely wife, she is competitive as it is, and ultra competitive when it comes to me. Like, we could be playing a group game. If she's beating me, then she's okay. Like, as long as she scores higher than me in the game, then it's okay. She wants to win, but she's got to beat me specifically. Oh, and So, all right, whatever. So when I
So she
went,
wanted to be the first to find the shark teeth, is that
she
it?
look either the first or more or something like in some way. But when I found that shark's tooth, she was happy and jealous all in the same time. She was like, "I'm so happy for you. You found a shark's tooth. That's great." And then I was like, okay, I'll take it. And then she was like, "Now why can't I find?" I was like, "There it is." There it is. Yeah, I knew this was going to work its way around to
My
something
goodness, that
about
is so funny.
but yeah, so that but that that what you were displaying there was the shark's tooth that I found. It was pretty cool. The first one I found, I think I found one or two. I feel like I found at least, I know I found the one there. I think that was it. But she actually ended up finding one as well. Her
Oh,
first
well, there
time finding a shark's
you
tooth. So both of our first times, but that time we went with our daughter and son-in-law.
Awesome. So
So,
now the photo that we're going to show right now, this shark,
yes.
the real shark. Tell us about
Yeah, the shark.
this.
Okay. So that shark is actually my wife and I. So for her birthday, she had been talking about she wanted to go on a cruise. She had never been on a cruise. I had never been on a cruise either. So I did some work and figured out, got some extra projects in, and I was able to pay for the cruise so we could both go on the cruise. It was our first cruise together, her birthday. And that shark right there is actually in an aquarium in we went to the Bahamas.
Ooh.
Yes, we went to the Bahamas.
How nice.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. I enjoyed it. I think Atlantis, I think it's the name of the, because there's like a casino and all of that stuff there too. And this is when you got off the cruise ship, and to go and make that visit. So we did that. It was really, really cool. So that was one of the animal, one of the sharks there in the aquarium, but super beautiful. Highly recommend if anybody wants to take a cruise to the Bahamas, it's nice.
Ah, that's very nice. Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Oh, of course.
So let's get over to Twitch now. So
Yeah, go for
how the forum, the platform, how we were able to meet and connect, and with all these beautiful people who are on in the stream right now. Thank you guys all so much for being here. So what kind of games do you play? Do you have a favorite? Do you have and why do you play them? Besides Twitch
sure.
things, and we'll talk about that too.
Okay, cool. So from the video game side, I have always loved video games. Like from my, so just being youthful, my mom played them. And once I think the first game that I played ever was Mario on the NES.
Me too.
Ooh,
Well,
all
no, okay, I lied. Even further back, I was, when Donkey Kong and Pac-Man and all
got
that.
it.
So, yeah.
Okay.
But on Twitch, I don't think I've
On
ever played a game yet.
Gotcha. Okay, so on stream, as far as retro is concerned, I play pretty much all Super Nintendo games. I play an array. I play Super R-Type, Donkey Kong Country, what else? Kirby, Sunset Riders, Contra,
Very cool.
Gradius, whole slew of them.
And then,
My favorite to play on stream, I would have to give it to Donkey Kong Country 3, but my favorite SNES game, period, is Metroid. I love Zelda, Legend of Link to the Past as a close second for SNES, but Super Metroid, love it. I love that game. That game is awesome.
So cool. You guys, I see some hype in chat there about some of these games that he's playing. Anybody else play them?
Yeah.
Here is the question of the day.
Okay.
And because, every time we come into your stream, everybody knows, right? Whenever you go into Sugaroth's stream, you're always going to see him dapper, right? And he's dubbed the well-dressed. What is it? The best
Yep.
dresser on Twitch. And to what do you owe that? I guess I don't want to say behavior, but to what do you owe that attention to detail?
Sure. So that attention to detail, it started, the seed with that started a very long time ago. So I have to tell you a minor story, two minor ones, and then they can get to why that is the way I am today. So super while ago, let's see, I probably was about, oh, I don't know, 9 or 10, somewhere in there, I want to say. A pro football player by the name of Deion Sanders, who was like one of the best cornerbacks of all time. He had his own television show. It was like it was like among the early, reality TV shows. And in that, there was this contest where he had to take his kids. They were selling something, candy, cookies, or something like that. I don't know. The first thing he went and did was he was like, "Hey, before y'all go and knock on any door, we got to get y'all sharp. You got to look right. I'm not taking y'all out and y'all gonna be looking raggedy. No, it's not happening." And the young boy was like, "Why, Dad? Why, why is that?" And he said, "Because look, son, when you look good, you feel good.
Feel good. That's
When
right.
you feel good, you play good. When you play good, they pay good." And I was like, "You know what, man? I like that. I like that. I'm running with that." And I never forgot that. Also, growing up, my dad and like all my family, really, my dad, my mom, they always taught me to do and be the best that I can be. So that also played into it. And so here's the second minor story. When I was, let's see, I was in the sixth grade, seventh grade. Yeah, seventh grade. So I was 12, 11, somewhere in there. I'm always a year younger because I didn't go to, or I started school early. So anyhow, we were sitting outside and there was this moth, and it was hitting itself against the door, like it was trying to get out, but the door was opened enough. And I looked up and I was like, "Dad, why doesn't that moth just fly out, around? There's plenty of space." And he said, "Son, that's a great question. Do you know why he'll never do that?" And I was like, "No, Dad, I don't." And he was like, "Son, that's because he never changes the way that he thinks. If he would just stop for a moment and take a look, he would realize that he can get out and get free. There's plenty of space for him to do that." So I knew from between those two, I was like, "You know what? I never want to get locked so deep in to something that I won't stop for a moment to see if there's a better way." So those two combined into how I am today, which, and when I say best dressed, I'm not placing myself on a pedestal above everyone else. That's not what that means. What I'm saying when I say that is that I am my best dressed when I am doing what I'm doing.
Of course.
And I highly encourage anybody else to join me. Like I love seeing other folks looking sharp. And I'm not saying you have to be necessarily suit and tie all the time, but it helps. It just helps. Like I said, I feel good. Because the last thing I'm worried about, right, is my appearance. Like I don't have to worry about how I look because I've dressed my best. So I can just focus now on providing good quality content, just being my authentic self on stream, because I don't have to worry about is there a stain here or, is there a rip or whatever in my whatever, like, hey, no, I'm nice and clean, I'm shaved up, this is all right, my hair's, I'm good to go. I'm good to go,
I love those. I love the analogy, the story about the butterfly. I think that's so what moth or butterfly or whatever that was. But that's so clever. And when you think about it, right? Yeah, you don't change your way of thinking. You keep doing the same thing and not thinking out of the box, so to speak. So that's awesome. I really, really love that. Now, in your stream, okay, we're gonna stick on this. In this, in your stream, we always hear you call and refer to people as champions. I want to know the story behind that.
So that actually comes from a Facebook group that I started and co-founded. I co-founded and started a Facebook group with a young man who I call my son, not biologically, but we started this group. And the idea, Inspirational Punch, is simply a positive, excuse me, a growing community of positive encouragement, like point blank and simple. And so I wanted a way, I was thinking of, I was like, how can I address that greater audience? And I was like, you know what? I want them to hear and see themselves as a victor, not a victim. And champions was the word that came. Like, I had a few other ones, like guardians or something like that. Like, I had a few, but I was like, you know what? It's a little, that's a semi-passive. There's nothing wrong with a guardian, but I was like, that's semi-passive, and kind of the fact that they stand and they more react than proact, whereas a champion is, you know, it's seen as going forward. You did something to get there, to arrive at a victory. So I call everybody a champion, so that way I want them to see themselves as just that, as someone who is a conqueror, who's moving forward, who's making things happen.
Love that.
And to tell them that, positively reinforce them and let them know that I absolutely love them and that that's what you are. You're
Awesome.
not anything less than a champion.
Aw, yay! I'm the
Yeah.
champion. I
Yes, you are
love
champion.
that.
Thank you
Aw, that's
for standing.
so awesome. Let's step back. I do want to talk a little bit. I want to have this opportunity for you to talk a little bit about your business, which is
Okay,
Sugar
yeah.
Unlimited.
Okay.
So let me just throw this up real quick. It's somewhere here. Out of the I promise you guys everything I was in order earlier. This is his business. Let's talk about your business.
Sure. So Sugar Unlimited. I started Sugar Unlimited when I was actually still in college. So I was in a multi-level marketing for a while, and it was wonderful. Like, I had no qualms about it. It really helped to grow me and push me towards what I wanted to do. And when the time came for me to start my own, but it really just put me in a mindset of business ownership. And for me personally, I knew I wanted to take advantage of what I served for, right? And I just felt like, man, business ownership is awesome. And it is truly a way to get out of the rat race, for lack of a better word. You know, now there's nothing wrong with working a job or anything like that, but the reality of truth is, if you're an employee always, it's super tough to do that, primarily because it's always time for money. Always time for money. And you can look, there's a Robert Kiyosaki, who's the author of Rich Dad Poor Dad and Cash Flow Quadrant. That's also, so that's one of the books that I read, and were introduced to, I should say, and got the concept from. And I was like, you know what, man, that business ownership seems like the quadrant to be in. I am going to head to there and partake in that. But yeah, so Sugar Unlimited, overall, I use my graphic design knowledge and expertise as a way to help people build the brand that they love. And also, if you look at just the nature of graphic design, is that I'm using the art medium of art to, or the avenue of art, to help express and convey something to people. And it also helps keep me connected with working with people also, which I love. So it's dual fold for me, where I can use my art to help strengthen bonds and send messages, as well as connect with people and help them grow and really understand how important it is for their visual representation to move forward. Because when I'm asleep, my website's still up, right? When I'm asleep, my Twitch, you know, my stream, right, still has some sort of a representation of me. And it can work for me 24/7. I don't know if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're browsing for graphic designers in the Jacksonville area or
Me
whatever.
too.
You know, you can always go there. You can always see it. So if that's the representation that you have, you want to make sure that that puppy is right.
That's right.
Because long story short, if your branding looks bad, you look bad.
Very true. Oh my goodness. That's actually one of my staples in my own business is being able to make sure the brand there's a brand recognition all across their platforms. So I 100% agree with you. Now, do you have a specialty in any one type of graphic designing compared compared to another?
Sure. I would say my specialty is mostly in print design. So posters, flyers, those are where my hallmarks are in terms of making sure that stuff looks good and that you convey the right message. So on and so forth. That would be my specialty particularly. But I'm certainly not limited to those. So I do, of course, I do logos, I do emotes.
Oh, you do emotes. He does emotes, everybody.
Logos,
Hit him up.
emotes, standing banners,
Everything.
business cards. I've done
Awesome.
awards, you name it. Just about anything. Not everything per se. So I'm not necessarily a fashion designer, right? Like that's a whole different ball of worms because you're dealing with fabrics and so forth. But most of your just about anything that your standard graphic design company can
Sure.
do, my company can do as well. So like I saw you
Awesome.
showing a few of these. So like, and I do illustrations as you saw or as you showcased. So like I saw you showcase the baby. I did that
Yeah,
for
let's go back then.
a fellow, one of my church brethren, and then you also showed Barbaholic, which is a streamer on Twitch. And that was a illustration that I did of her, the one with the
Okay.
right there.
Very cool.
Yep, that young lady right there. So I did the illustration of her, and then I think you also showed the Samus as well from Metroid. So I illustrated that. That was for a charity stream that we did, or that I was a part of. It was pretty cool. It was a retro block party. It was really neat. But
Very cool.
that in a nutshell is really my business. Like I said, I started freelance in college, and I started that early because I knew that when I graduated, I already wanted to have experience under my belt working with real folks who trusted me with their actual income to do a solid job.
Actual income.
Yes. And also, I'm thinking ahead and saying, you know what? Hey, there's nothing wrong with being a new business and commanding a decent dollar, but if you don't have anything to show for it, or you can't really point to, here's what I've done for someone, then you tend to take a little more like discounted jobs and discounted rates. And there's nothing wrong with doing that in business. I think that should be more of your choice and not because you feel like you have to prove yourself. So, no, you didn't. So once I graduated, you weren't really going to catch me in the have to prove myself phase. I already did that for a couple of years. And then I officially incorporated in 2017. And so I'm an S Corp, so you can look me up like on, sunbiz.org, which is Florida's, registry, all that good stuff. So I'm officially incorporated. All
Very
of that good
cool.
stuff is, and thus far, I'm loving it. And I also do some time-based art as well. So I like video editing. It's pretty neat.
Ooh, we
It's
need to
not my
talk.
specialty per se, but I can do it.
I need an editor.
Oh, okay. Well,
Actually, I
we can
do.
talk.
So, yeah, we'll talk. Hey,
All
look
right.
at this. We just made a connection there, guys. We got a couple more minutes, but I want to
Go
touch
for
a
it.
little bit on our Dare to Duet. We spoke very, very briefly about it earlier, but again, had it not been for Sugaroth for telling me, encouraging me, kind of nudging me to audition, I would not have auditioned. And I would not have met my lovely partner, Tenapi.
Yes.
But and then to have a captain that we did, we were both on the same team. We're on Bad Wabbit, Team Bad Wabbits. But let me just tell you guys how calm and collected this man was. I was backstage panicking. Okay, I was having mic issues. I was having bad mic issues. I was sweating, right? Remember, I was like, I was sweating. I call. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I was like on the verge of tears. And this man, calm down, Annie, calm down. And he, all you could hear was this on his computer. He was just typing away. And he was taking care of stuff. Between him, Tanopi, and Bad Wabbit, and I
Body
don't know,
G.
some, and Body D, yeah, everybody was troubleshooting my microphone. And I was like, I don't know what to do. Yeah, so, anyway, so your experience, it was your second time, right? With
Yes.
that time. So tell us
Yep.
about your experiences with them.
Sure. So the first time that I did the Dare to Duet, so I was in the second competition. I was actually doing singing from this microphone right here on the headset.
Okay.
And I'm all happy about streaming anyway. When I first started streaming, let me tell you, I was streaming IRL from my phone with, and I use an overhead speaker. It's right up here. You can't see it, but I use my overhead speaker to play music. I had my laptop to pull up to play the music, to play the music, and for me to look at the words. And then I went IRL and I would respond to the chat on my laptop. I pulled the stream up as well.
That's so funny.
That's how, and with that scuffed goodness of a setup, I still hit affiliate in a week.
Ooh, that's so nice.
It,
Wait, and how long have you been streaming?
let's see, we'll be 6 months and like
Wait, you did all
8 days
this
or something like that,
6 months
or
ago.
4 days. I'm sorry.
That whole setup 6 months ago with the phone and all that. No.
Yeah, we hit affiliate in a week, and I was on the phone for, oh goodness, probably, want to say like 2 or 3 months at least, somewhere in there, maybe like two and a half. Then my a friend of mine, by the name of Nublick Pixel, helped me to get some settings in my laptop where I could just stream retro. I was like, it was just good enough to stream retro, but I had to close everything else. I could only have the stream and like my email just so I could see notifications. I didn't even have, like I didn't even have the Streamlabs window up. Like I had no notifications for anything other than just a basic little and that was it. It was, and then about 2 months ago, I finally got a nice solid PC, got the webcam. Rooney Shogun, who I was in that competition with, the second one for Dare to Duet, got me this mic right here. Yeah. He drove that for me. It was so cool.
So nice.
He texted me, he was like, or text me through PM'd me on Discord and it was like, no, you need to have a mic. This man needs a mic. I was like, well, that's so cool of him that he did that. But they're doing it was so fun. The first time
Yes.
around I got Golden Buzzard by Serafani.
Hey, nice.
And it was myself, Crystal Snapdragon, Raging Pianist, and Mercurial were all on the same team. Mercurial and I were partnered up, and Snappy, who I Crystal Snapdragon, which I call Snappy, who I'm also on the Sing Squad with, and Raging Pianist, though they actually won the competition. And it was so
Oh.
close. I think we were like it was only like 3 or 4 votes from moving
Oh.
on. So it's always been super close,
Yeah.
and it was pretty cool. And then the second time around, of course, the one that we all were in, it was like I think it okay. So I think the way that I remember it was tied, and then it was the first one to go over, and that other team was the
Oh.
first one to go over and break the tie. So it was with it was literally like within one or two slash like it was tied and then it but it was so close. It was crazy. And
Okay,
but I had a great time. Go for it, please.
I have a story to share with
Oh
all of you guys.
yeah, go ahead. I know what's coming, I think.
Wait, and did you send me a picture of your wife?
I think so. Either of her or of both of us together.
Okay, I think you did. Okay, so this story, I have to share it with you guys because it was. Remember, let me just tell you guys how stressed I was backstage. It was a fun event, but I think the reason why we were so late in going over in time was because of my mic issues. I'm trying to find this picture. Okay, I think this is it. Okay, so let me tell you this. Well, okay, you guys will look at the
That's
picture and
promotion
then
of record.
hear my story, okay? I was backstage, I was dying because my microphone was killing me. And then I had to record Bohemian Rhapsody twice, right? The first time my microphone was completely clipping. Tell us your lovely wife's name again.
Sure. So I called Mama Sugar. Her name is Melissa.
Melissa? Okay. So you guys, I'm backstage, I'm dying with this microphone, I was in backstage, sequestered, basically, trying very, very hard to get the second time, record the same duet a second time. Bad Wabbit came in and goes, "Well, you have some time. You can go back in there and record right now." I was panicking. I'm going, I guess he wants me to record. So I'm like, okay, I'll go record. So because I was backstage recording again, I completely missed voting. I could not vote. I couldn't vote for my own teammate. And that was the difference that could have pushed him to the next level. Freaking teammate could not vote because I was having my debacle backstage. and then what did Sugarav say to me? Tell everybody what you said to me, what your wife said.
Yeah. Okay. So Tevin, so you heard all of what Eddie just said. So I wore my, so Body G and I, we did I'll Make a Man Out of You, and we had this idea to do, you know, like this, for, because he's in the, what was it, Navy?
Ooh, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, pretty sure, yeah. So he's in the Navy. He's also, anyway, he's in the Navy. And like I said, I was in the Army, and I got out a while ago. I got out in 2009, and he's in currently. So we had this idea to kind of do like this old, you know, old Army, you know, veteran, all this good stuff versus the new recruit kind of thing. And I still have my Class A's, which I fit in just fine. But the thing is, when you wear your Class A's, it is a privilege afforded to you. And when you wear them, you are, according to the regulations, supposed to wear them just as if you were in still. So, which means at the facial hair. Now, I could have left the mustache or whatever, but I was just like, no, I'm just going to get rid of all of it. My wife, I called her first. I was like, hey, look, here's what I want to do. But here's what I got to do to do it. She was not happy. She said, you better win or something. And when I told her that Annie was not able to vote, she was so upset. She was like, oh, no. She was like, nope. She just refused to accept. Let me tell you, champions, I did not get a kiss for like 2 or 3 days because she did not like how I look without facial hair. She was like, no, I'm not. She was like, no. She was like, you tell Annie she needs to get herself together.
You tell Annie.
Yeah. She was like, you tell Annie she needs to get herself together.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
And I was like, okay. I was like, look, she said she apologizes. She said sorry. But my wife, oh. Champions. Ooh, she was not. Man, that was not a fun day.
she ripped the new one in me. I mean, I didn't hear her, but just the tone in Sugarav's voice. He said, Annie, my wife is not happy. That was it. I said, oh, man. Oh. Literally, we were like within what, a point? Mm-hmm. I think it was.
Yeah.
A point from Sugarav and Body G
moving on,
going into the next level. God, I felt horrible. I thought, oh my God, I wanted to throw in the towel right there. And I'm like, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. But it was amazing. But
no,
let me just tell you, thank you. Mm-hmm. This experience and being backstage with Sugarav, Tana, being Body G and Bad Wabbit. I mean, if you've never been, let me just kind of paint a picture. You're in this virtual room with everybody, like 16 right. contestants.
Right.
And then you eventually go into your own teammate or team room, right? And then, but the fact that, you know, you start off talking 16 people, and then at any given time, it's like, shoot, they push you, they pluck you and put you into another room, yeah. And you're talking to like just you guys, like, oh, hello, my name is. You just feel kind of, hello, my name is. Yeah, right. So, and then they pluck you back out and they put you in a team. So literally it was like you're kind of at their mercy. Like, where are they going to throw me in now? But it was just amazing to have Sugarav as my teammate. He and Tanipi were the level-headed ones. They were the ones that kind of said, in so many words, shut the hell up. And I said, okay. But they got me through just their expertise and the fact that Sugarath had already been there before, just his calm, you know, and just how he is. Look at how he is. He's so calm. He's dapper. He's well put together, very collected, you know, so everything about him. And was so happy to have you. So let me just say thank you very, very much. Oh, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, I was just saying, if I was there to do it, what Felicity and like in TC and Arctic, Mike, all of those beautiful folks who on the organization level, what they did with that competition was really capitalize and help to grow so many folks and like outside of themselves. And the thing is, I will say this, and this is no disrespect towards any other partnered streamer, but I don't quite recall a partnered streamer that has done so much for so many other streamers to that level. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, it's one thing to raid, and it's one thing to host, and that's cool. That's super awesome. But it's a completely separate thing to not necessarily need that exposure and to help expose others. Like, that is just you know, like, that's just what I'm all about. Like, you're uplifting people, you're helping them, you're gonna help them grow, and providing a wonderful, just a whole bunch of great slew of content, you know what I mean? And that's so for me, things like that competition, and though that's kind of above and beyond for me, you know.
I'm just going to go through a couple little slides. So if you want to chime in a little bit on some of these before we get, let me just put it out there to chat. Everybody, if you guys have any questions, please let me know in chat. I'm going to see some of my mods can kind of wrangle some of those questions for us. And we'll take a few because we're kind of limited on time now, but just take a few. And if there's any questions that you guys have.
Okay, so I will tell you, so the image that was myself and a young man sitting down at a table, we were playing a card game that I did for my senior thesis.
Let me go pull it up.
Called the Transcender. And also, and then what you see in the background there behind us is the exhibition. So you have to exhibit the work at the end of the year. And actually, you beautiful champions will actually recognize the one on the right-hand side, which is the lit emote. that is now my lit emote.
Which one is it?
It's the one on the right. So I'll put it in chat right now.
Oh, okay.
So that is that there right there. Yeah.
Nice. Gotta,
hey, you know, one thing one of my art professors told me, they said, you know what? Her name is Ginger Sheridan. And she was for photography. And she said, hey, look, I'm a firm believer that if you do the work, you should maximize it and let it work for you as many times as you can. So I'll say that. The other ones you showed with the bridge, that was Downtown Fireworks, 4th of July in Jacksonville.
This one here?
Yep, it's all lit up.
Okay.
That's the one. Awesome. The two young ladies that were by my sides are my sisters.
Okay, let me go find that.
Sure.
I have this all queued up, you guys, I promise.
You're good. Don't worry.
Okay, hold on. The one with the two sisters. Here we go. There we go. Very beautiful family.
Oh, thank you. So the light-skinned, the lighter right there in the middle of us, that is my sister, Elena. And then right there with the glasses, would be to her immediate right, your left, is my sister Brandy.
Ooh.
And then the two gentlemen that you showed that graduation picture, those two fine folks are, that is my father.
And my, hi, Dad.
Yes, so that is the real Papa Shug right there. my Papa Shug.
Yeah.
And hello, folks. I see you doing it. Hello, Dean. Hello, everyone. I see you, champions. And that is my brother, Cameron.
Oh, very nice.
So that was his graduation from high school.
And this is recently? Oh, very nice.
Yeah, 2 years ago, maybe? Is it a year ago or 2 years ago? I want to say a year ago. A year ago sounds right. Well, I think it's a year ago. No, 2 years ago, actually.
Okay. Very cool.
2 years ago.
And there's a few more. Oops, sorry. There was a few more other pictures that I didn't get to bring into chat, but a few in a or not chat, but into the slideshow. So let's turn to chat right now. It looks like we've got a couple questions. I think there's a question from Go Eat Rice.
Okay.
She's asking, are any pieces he's especially particularly proud of, referring to your art?
Yes. I would say the image of, or the illustration that I did of Ryu Hayabusa, which is the one that's in the frame.
The one in the frame. Okay. Mm-hmm. So do I have that picture?
I'm pretty sure I sent that to you. I believe.
Oh, you probably did.
It's okay. It's all. It might be on the. It might be on the.
It's not this one, right? Oh, it might be in the Discord. Yeah.
It might be on the slew of Discords.
Oh, which one did you say? The.
It's in a. It's in a. Let me see if I can see it real quick, here. In our history.
Sorry, guys.
No, you're good.
The one in the frame.
It.
Leave it to me.
No, you didn't do it. Oh, okay. Unfortunately, I did not send that one to you.
Okay, yeah, no. Okay.
Not a big deal.
So there is one that you're particularly proud of, but we just don't have it right
Correct.
Now. So maybe...
Go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, so that was That was the image that really made me feel like I had emerged as an artist.
Oh, okay.
So Ryu Hayabusa is from the series Ninja Gaiden, the originally on the NES and all that, and then they re-released it for Xbox and all that good stuff later. And I looked at it and I was like, "Ooh, this is just a great image." And I was like, "You know what? I'm gonna work on this." It was an illustration that I did of him. That took me legitimately 24 hours.
Ooh, wow.
I was like day in, day out in the cave, getting that thing done. Now, of course, you know, mind you, this was me just learning the programs.
Mm-hmm.
But because I spent so much time in that program, I learned who I was. I learned how I deal and handle art, tackle bigger projects. Whereas today, wow. If I would have did that same illustration today, it probably would have taken me like 6 or 8.
Yeah.
Less, a quarter of the time to make that.
So it was a discovery of sorts. Was it therapeutic? Would you say it was therapeutic or would you say?
Absolutely. I put on, I always put some music on and just kind of jam out. And it was so fun. The self-portrait I also really like. Mm-hmm. It was the first time I'd ever drawn myself. I never did a self-portrait prior to that.
So did you send me the self-portrait one?
Yep, that's in Discord. It's like one of the later ones.
Yeah, let me pull this up real quick. And then I just have a quick comment from Guam Nam Nam,
yes.
Who says that you created his emotes.
Yes. Yep. We did emote. Yep. Did his emotes and his sub badges. It was pretty
very cool.
He has the Guami bears.
Oh.
He called them.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I remember those.
It was super cool.
And then we have another question. Let's see. From.
Looks like.
I'm not sure who the question is from. It says, did you have any formal art schooling or self-taught?
Oh, I did. As far as art, yes, that was what my degree was in. My degree is in graphic design. So, yes, I did have formal art, formal visual arts.
Oh, right. Training. Your BFA, right?
Correct. My BFA in graphic design. That's my art training. Now, I did do art prior to college, but it was more just drawing stuff. Like I had this phase where. Two major phases. When I was younger, I was drawing a lot of Looney Tunes. I drew like Wile E. Coyote. I drew Bugs Bunny. I drew some.
Love those.
Yeah, and it was pretty cool. I think they were pretty good. Those that I was drawing then. And then when I was in high school, I went through another phase where I started making this portfolio, and I was drawing things like I drew like medieval, I drew some work Dragon Ball Z stuff, mostly video game characters. I drew some stuff of Ryu. I did some scratch boards. It's pretty cool. Yeah, so there's the self portrait, and I see those are the Guami bears there in the
in the chat.
I appreciate it, brother.
Oh my gosh, so cute.
But yeah, that one right there, it I would say probably the hardest technical drawing. So it was an interesting deal because obviously I'm a black guy, right? And I had to ask my teacher. I was like, hey, I'm, you know, how do I handle my skin complexion? Because obviously if I just kind of start to draw and draw it in, the features won't really represent themselves properly. So I learned a new technique or a way to deal with it. And so what I did was I actually started and colored in a base of gray.
And then
I essentially went in, I drew all the features, and I kind of erased, so to speak, or blended and slash took away the areas of light, you know, that would be highlighting my face. Also, I learned something new in dealing with graphite for my hair to actually represent more of a texture for my hair.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was pretty cool. Everything else pretty standard, you know, just drawing it as is. But when it came to my skin tone specifically, that was where, you know, just adding in color wouldn't necessarily have the same effect as having a base layer working on top of it and then sort of subtracting away where you needed to.
Got it.
And it turned out really well.
It did. I love that. So nice.
Yes.
I think we have one more question in chat. Okay. And this one is from Evie, looks like. Where did you learn to sing, or where did you learn to sing, your background? How big a part of his life, your life, is singing? There you go.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, that's a great question. That I did not have formal training in. I really just, I sing by ear.
Okay.
Quite honestly, I sing by ear. And I'm really just blessed.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I had no formal training.
Sing from the soul.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, like I listen to it, I hear what I sound like. I would say recently, I was in the choir growing up. I'm in the choir now, but recently I would say I've learned to develop more of how Brandon Sugar sounds and what I would like my voice to do versus just imitating what the person is doing.
Got it.
You know,
very true.
So
very true.
There's, you know, I guess like, just a quick example, you know, so obviously, I'm not Alicia Keys, right? I'm not a female. I don't have a female voice. I don't, you know, so I can either go, some people live. So I can do that, which is fine. And there's nothing wrong with that. Or I can take advantage of my lower register and I can say, some people live for the fortune.
Hello.
So once I realized, like, hey, there's a difference between imitation and singing.
Right.
Once I kind of got in there and figured that out, and also taking advantage of that my voice is lower and it actually can sound nice, and especially when contrasted with like Annie's voice. So like I love doing duets with Annie because she's higher register, right? It's female. And then when we come together and blend and I don't change and I'm not imitating the singer, I'm just singing as Brandon Sugar. Ah, I love it. So that's where it's played into my life. I love doing karaoke, so Twitch Sings was like perfect for me in that regard. I did see Annie, I don't know if it's okay with you, I did see a question pop in that Princess Emmy, but the homie, asked about how I met Mama Shug.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you.
Okay.
That's a great question.
Okay.
Thank you guys. Thanks, chat.
Yeah, appreciate Thanks, y'all for asking. so yeah, Emmy is one of the beautiful warriors over from the community. She's been rocking with us for a while now. So how I met Mama Shug. So I'm going to give you my version, right? Here's what I remember. It's a little bit different for her. And I'll tell you what the difference is. So my version of this story is I'm out, I'm at karaoke, I'm chilling, doing whatever. I saw her a time or two before that. She used to get up there and sing.
You're already eyeing her.
Yeah, so I saw her after she got finished singing, or after I got finished singing my song, I saw her chilling at the karaoke place. I was like, you know what? And every after, so like at a certain point in the night, they play like dance music, so on and so forth, for a little bit. Then they go back to karaoke. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to ask Melissa to dance. So, champion, here's the thing. And especially this part of my life. So we met. We'll have been married for 5 years come October.
Oh, very nice. Congrat or happy early anniversary.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And tell me, is it when you're like 18 and, or I would say like 24 and below, your relationships are kind of like, hey, we get together, we break up, we get together kind of thing. We're figuring. And that's fine. That's kind of because everybody's kind of figuring things out. Once you start hitting about that 25 mark, your relationship's a little more like, hey, are we going to do this thing or are we not? And the sooner you figure that out, the better, right? So in terms of like games being played and blah blah blah, no. I don't have time for all that. It's pretty straightforward, pretty simple for me. If I think your young lady is attractive, I'm going to go speak to her. I'm going to ask her whatever it is. Hey, and I've even been as blunt to say as, hey, I do believe that you're attractive. I like to see if you're as beautiful on the inside as you're on
There
the
you go.
outside. Would you like to go hang out? Would you like
There
to
you
get
go.
dinner? Would you like to take a walk on the beach? Something, whatever it is. So anyhow, karaoke. I see Melissa standing there, and I'm like, I'm gonna go ask her to dance. I walk up to her, I take her hand, I say, hello, hey Melissa, would you like to dance? She says yes. Grab her hand. I'm off to the dance floor. We dance. We talk. I get her number. I had to be persistent in getting that first date because she was like, hey, my work schedule is this. Or, you know, she was like, and she even told me, she was like, I was not, she was like, if you had not been as persistent as you were, we would not have had a first date because I was trying to think of anything, you know, and just because there was some things from the past where she was like, man, I'm not, you know, not necessarily trying to jump into it. She even told herself, like, not happening with a marriage again, like, it won't happen. So, but I said, hey, you know, and whatever it was, I just understood because I know life happens. I just said, okay, how about this time? If not that time, how about this? How about that? Whatever.
Persistent.
Yeah,
Okay,
oh,
got it.
absolutely.
Got it.
And here we are married today. So, the
Awesome.
differential, thank you, everyone. I'm sorry. So, the differential in our stories is that apparently, Mama Shug says that she was on a date that night. And that close to her in whatever proximity was a guy, the guy that she was on the date with. So when I came to ask her to dance, I guess she felt like the guy didn't say anything. So she just danced with me.
There you go.
And here we are now. But I have no recollection, like, and my memory is pretty good. Like, I remember what she was wearing. I remember where she was standing at the corner of the bar. I remember all of that stuff. I do not recall a person within like two bar stools of her. But apparently, I wrecked this man's date.
It's a good
I don't even
thing.
know the results of the date, honestly, because you know, after I finished dancing and got her number and all of that stuff, I kind of went back to where I was sitting. But I have no recollection of this dude or who he is or anything. Now, I did see him once, and my wife was like, "Hey, you see that guy right there?"
That was
I
him.
was like, "Yeah." She was like, "That's the guy I was on a date with." And I was like, "Well, too bad for him. He should have, you know, he should have did this thing, right? Like, he should have took you on the dance
He
floor. He
should have
should have
been
been
the
like,
man.
Hey, fam, we're on a date, you know, something." But if you didn't say
That's
nothing.
so funny. You got this. You got chat all hyped here. They're like, home wrecker.
Right.
Oh my God. You guys. Ah, oh, that's so nice. Well, okay. So,
What's
where do
up?
you see yourself in 5 years from now? And parting words.
Sure. Okay. 5 years from now. So it's funny that you asked that because I don't know if you've heard the book Now Discover Your Strengths.
I don't think I have, no.
Okay, the long story short of that is, it's a book. It's a great book. I recommend it for anyone. But the premise of it is that if you operate in areas of strength, then you will do significantly better when you operate in areas that you don't. So if you can incorporate
Right.
those strengths into anything that you're doing, then the outcome and the result will be a lot better. And that there's a way that you see the world, that's okay. And there's another way that other people see the world, and that's okay too. And the more you understand about that and the others, the better off you'll be, is the premise. So within that, they give you your, you take this test at a certain point in the book. It's like after you've read a few chapters, they stop you and say, okay, go ahead and take the strength test, and then you get to read on it. So I had the four, there's a fourth one that I just can't remember, but consistency, harmony, relator, whatever that fourth one was, and futuristic are my five strengths, my top five strengths. They do matter in order of precedence. So, like, my consistency is my strongest one, so to speak, so on and so forth. Well, futuristic is one. So, you remember when you asked that kid, like, hey, what you gonna do in 10 years? I was the kid that was like, ooh, I'm gonna have this with this many cars, so on and so forth, because futuristic is that looking forward, seeing over the horizon. So in 5 years, I'm a partnered streamer.
Very cool.
Probably before 5 years, like that's a goal that I'm working on and setting for myself. But in 5 years, I'm partnered for sure. I am opening a branch and branches of business that's targeted towards college students to have them work at Sugar Unlimited to help them gain real world experience and work with clients to help
Love it.
combat that sort of starving artist thing. They
Sure.
already have a portfolio. I'm going to be promoting them. And that's a part of a minor plan that later down the road, and I'm talking about 20 to 30 years out, where I'm going to build an actual community, like a housing community that is targeted toward helping the homeless. And it
Very
would be
nice.
that, so they'll be fed, all of that stuff. But it would be like actual homes, right? And like, so I guess you can almost think of almost like an apartment type of situation where, but they would help to maintain the grounds. They would help maintain the ground. So like they're cooking the meals, so on and so forth, but I would have people in place to give them and help them with those life skills to help get them out and back on their feet. And so, but like I said, so 5 years partnered, having the first building open, because so I work from home currently. So having Sugar Unlimited's first building open here in Jacksonville and helping those college students get that experience so they can move on and with good portfolios, good resumes, and get hired and not have to go through all of the where we're gonna work now type of deal. So
Awesome.
those are my five year
Oh,
action
I
right
love that. I love that.
there.
He's got already mapped out. He's pretty intentional, right? Intentional thinking,
Yes.
visualization, and forward goal setting. I love all that. Things that I'm currently trying to work on myself as well. So we should all garner some information from our lovely Mr. Shagrath. And then, parting words for our listeners. What would you like to instill? This is your moment, everybody,
Sure.
to get words of wisdom from Shagrath.
All right. So for parting one with, I will give you a quote that I developed while I was in school, and it helped through my military training, is that be technically sound so that you can be tactically brilliant. And that means the technical part is what you need to know. So if you're going to build a table, then you need to figure out what's all involved in building a table, right? Know how to work with the wood, know the tools that you need, learn those things, learn that base. And then the technically brilliant is how you employ or how you deploy, employ, implore, whatever, the skills that you have now acquired. So once you know how to build a table, you can go out there and build yourself this amazing table because you have the standards and the basics to do so. And now you can get creative. Now you can put that out there in the best way possible. So those are the words that I live by. And then other than that, I would just say continue to love yourself, because as you gain skills, you're going to do some amazing things. So something I don't talk about often is that, like, I went to NCR, which is National Collegiate Undergraduate Research. It's a big deal. You go amongst many of other college folks, and you have to be accepted, and they don't take everybody. And even at the time, I didn't know how big a deal it was until I got in, and I was like, oh, they are super selective about this.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool in that regard. I've also been I've been featured in the Huffington Post as well. I've been featured in quite a few. My work's been featured on Sports Illustrated. Like, you guys, y'all can do this. Guys and gals, y'all can do this, champions. So love yourself. Treat others amazing. Treat yourself amazing. And just keep on seeing the best in one another, because the only way that we can combat the crazy and the negative stuff that's in this world is by being positive influencers and reinforcers for one another.
Oh, I love that. So you guys use your platform for positivity and get the technical training, the education that you need to be able to go change the world, basically. One more real quick question. I know we kind of switched wheelhouses here a little bit, but let's answer Go Eat Rice's question, which is, oh gosh, I just lost it. Why is addressing homelessness speak to you?
Primarily because I just don't think we have a great system in combating it.
Yeah, very true.
And it's one of those... And I'm not saying people aren't trying. So don't get me wrong. I certainly appreciate the efforts that are being made. But I think that the only true way to help that situation is to place them in a scenario in which they can get on their feet. Like, let's just say there's a home. Let's just say even that there was a homeless person with a shelter that had every day they were guaranteed they were going to get in, because there's no guarantee currently. But let's just say, for example, there was a homeless shelter for every homeless person, right? Every day they would eat, so on and so forth. What is that? How is that helping them to not be homeless?
Right.
You know, it's not preventing them from being homeless. It's just housing them, really. Whereas if you give them, you know, and then, but the other part of that is, right, like, how are you going to give them skills/skill sets that they can utilize, or give them a spot to work from? So it'd be different if while they were at this shelter, like, let's just say they were guaranteed, if they were at the shelter, if they had a job. But how are they going to get a job without the paperwork and all that? Because most likely, if they're homeless, where are they going to keep that stuff anyway? So doing those types of things, helping them get there, if they don't have it, help them get their social security cards and identification in place, and so on and so forth. But that's why it's important, because it's, like I said, I don't feel like we have a system that's helping to combat it completely just yet. Mm-hmm. And how are these folks going to get ahead? You know,
like, that's true.
If they don't get the skill sets, I just feel like it's not a fair shake. And despite what a lot of people may see sometimes, a lot of those folks used to do super well in life.
Man.
They did super great in life. And then, you know, one market crash later, or one bankruptcy charge later, or one divorce, or whatever it might have been, took them out of it. Oh, I lost this, or I lost that, or some change. And it just sucks, because all of those people have a story. Every single one of them.
It's just one turn of events that just kind of catapulted them into that situation. And I get that, you know, it's not because they're not capable. It's just because at that given point in time, they just don't have the means to thrive or to do what they need to do. I totally understand that. I appreciate my time, and I think chat agrees that this has been a wonderful time to get to know you, Brandon, and to learn about you and have fun with you. And, you know, we see you in streams, you know, and it's so quick when we sing the songs, and, you know, sometimes we're in and out. I feel like it's a commuter stream, you know, everybody goes in, sings, and then leaves, you know, kind of thing. So you don't really get the opportunity to get to know, dig down deep and get to know the person. And I, And if I can bring that little small piece, that little glimpse of that to all of you, this is my purpose, I think. So I'm so grateful for this opportunity. Thank you all in chat. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for your support. If we haven't already shouted out Sugaroth's info, please do that right now. Mods, please. And Brandon, I had such a wonderful, wonderful time. I already got to know you the little bit that we did back in backstage in Dare to Duet, but right. This was far more exciting and entertaining, and just the wealth of information. And again, thank you so much for your service and for all that you do and all that you're doing for the community, in the Twitch community, and externally in your own community, your home community, and wanting the love that you have in your heart and wanting to basically share that and to empower others and build a better community, a better world. I am so appreciative of that.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure. I had a wonderful time here. And champions, if y'all want to connect with me, please feel free to do so. Instagram and Twitter are the absolute same. It's just Sugaroth8. You can connect with me there. I love it. If you'd like to check out my stuff, you can just check out sugarunlimitedinc.com. Easy peasy.
Yay. Thank you guys. Thanks so much, everybody. Appreciate it. What a beautiful day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, chat. Thank you guys.
Love it.
We will see you soon.
Okay.
And don't forget to tune in tomorrow, you guys. Tomorrow we will have Phileas Cheesesteak. And he is a theater professional near and dear to my heart. So I'm super excited for that. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. You guys, I love you all. Sugaroth, Brandon, I love you so much.
I love you.
Love you all. Atlantic. Love you, fam. Love you, champions.
Yes, champion. That's right. Get into your life. Woo.
Take care. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Talk to you all soon. Bye. Thanks. Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Evie. Thanks, Russ. Thanks, Jean. And oh my goodness. You guys just know I love you all. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye now.